This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News commentary. And I just want to add my two cents on this whole non-controversy about LeBron James and his family experiencing an act of racism. It was reported that nigger was spray painted on the side of his house or on the gate of his house. And that's an act of racist terrorism. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. But here's where the controversy comes in, is people like Jason Whitlock saying that rich black people like LeBron James don't experience racism. It's not real racism. It's not the kind of racism that poor black people face. Listen, racism is racism. There's no qualifier for it. There's no economic qualifier for it. Either spray painting nigger on somebody's property is an act of racism, or it's not. It shouldn't matter how much money LeBron James has, and he wasn't always a rich black male. This boy, man, grew up poor in Akron, Ohio, to a single mother. You don't think LeBron James has experienced racism? This man has experienced racism ever since he became well known as a AAU basketball player. It's just ridiculous that people want to try to minimize this act of racism and also to take LeBron James' words out of context. Here we have Jason Whitlock, and he's not the only one, who are perceiving that LeBron James was trying to compare that act of racism to the act of racism against Emmett Till. That is not how I perceive what he said. This is the statement in question here. All right, he says, hate in America, especially for African American, is living every day. Even though it's concealed most of the time, people will hide their faces and will say things about you, and then when they see you, they smile in your face. It's alive every single day. And I think back to Emmett Till's mom, actually. It's kind of one of the first things I thought of, and the reason that she had an open casket is because she wanted to show the world what her son went through as far as the hate crime and being black in America. I do not interpret that as comparing the vandalism, the racist terrorism sprayed on one of his properties to him saying, oh, this is just as bad as what happened to Emmett Till. That's not what he said. I don't know what's up with people's comprehension or perception these days. What he's saying is that I'm speaking out about what happened to me since I'm in a high profile position. I have all these fans. I'm a worldwide renowned athlete. I'm going to use this platform to speak about race, just like he has in the past. He's not comparing what happened to him and his family, that act of racist terrorism against him. He's not comparing that to Emmett Till being brutalized and murdered like he was. Again, people need to brush up on their reading comprehension. He's speaking out as a person who is in the limelight, especially now during the NBA Finals. And he's saying, I could have kept this quiet, you know, and stay focused on basketball. But this happened, and I'm going to speak on it. Because no matter how much money you have, no matter how many people adore you, you're still susceptible to racism if you're black. I don't see anything wrong or incorrect with any comment he said, all right? And again, Jason Whitlock and others talking about, oh, they don't experience this racism the same way as black people, but they experience racism. What baseball player was it? You know, I don't really follow baseball like that, but there was a recent incident at the ballpark. I think it's Fenway. I'm not sure the name of the ballpark in Boston, where they were throwing stuff at that black man playing in the outfield. And I think he mentioned throwing peanuts at him and bananas at him and calling him nigger. So just because that man makes a whole lot of money playing baseball means that, he's not experiencing racism in the same way that poor people experience racism. I mean, come on, give me a break. Y'all are just really, 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 really just full of shit on this one. I'm just keep it real. Y'all just full of shit, and y'all just hating on LeBron, and either because he got money and, you know, you hating on people, black people who have money. As much as LeBron has done for that community in Akron and helping poor people who deal with institutional and systemic racism every day, how many of you have put millions into sending these children to college, okay, and providing for their school needs, providing them resources during school? So I just feel like a lot of y'all are way off base and trying to put a qualifier on, oh, if you got a lot of money, oh, that's not really racism, because you don't experience that every day. So it's not real. It's all in your mind. I mean, what are y'all saying? What are you saying? And it's not like LeBron has not spoken out on issues in the past. A lot of people still mad at him because of the comment he gave in the Tamir Rice case and saying that when he was asked a question about it, and he said, I don't really know about the case. I don't have the details of the case and what have you. And so he didn't say anything. Now, you can debate whether or not he should have known or whatnot, but I don't see how you could hate on the man for saying that. And then others were saying, oh, the activist was calling on him to boycott his job. Well, did they call on the whole doggone city of Cleveland to boycott their job in protest? No, that was not going to do anything. Whether LeBron said anything or sat out any games, the outcome was going to be the same. If you think that suspected racist DA who refused to charge those cops was going to charge them simply because LeBron James sat out a couple of games, then you're very naive. The way that you handle that is the way Cleveland handled it, by voting that DA out of office. That's how you handle it, all right? And, yeah, you know, those who have a lot of resources and stuff, especially if they are part of a class that historically has had racism practiced against them, yeah, we want athletes to speak out and what have you. We want athletes to fund counter-racist organizations and to fund stuff that help the black community. And many of them do. Many of them do. I tell you what, if it wasn't for many of these athletes, there'll be a whole lot of people not getting any kind of help in these poor areas, especially in the inner city. So I'm just saying, check yourself. All right. You should check yourself. Because there's no reason for you to be hating on LeBron or saying it's not real racism or anything like that. That is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's not real racism. Having niggers spray painted on your property isn't real racism. Give me a break. Anyway, those are my thoughts. You can leave your comments below. This is Scotty Reed for Black Talk Radio News. If you would like to support independent media, make a donation to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. Links are below. Peace.